Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With Sky. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for landing with the flight attendant on Sky.
Oh, Maria with her new sponsor, Lodi Dog.
See? I only roll with the big dogs.
Maria, you were working with us when I had that business tycoon hair. What's your opinion? Dermot just wants to see me like that. I think I need an honest opinion.
No, I think we've done that now, Dave. I think we need to move on.
That was 10, it was 2011, that one. I'll be revisiting long hair again in 2021.
And also, you're a little bit more salt and pepper now, aren't you?
Yeah, very much so. When I get myself like a 1 into a 2 into a 3 up the side of my head, it hides a lot of the greys. Because they're on the floor of the barbershop and they're not on my head. So there's a lot of pluses to the haircut, Maria.
Silver fox.
Okay, Maria, telly for the week. What are we looking at?
Oh, there's loads this week. Loads of new series starting. The first tonight at 11:30. It's called The First Team. So it's a comedy series. It's from the people that brought us The Inbetweeners. You know how much of a fan of The Inbetweeners I am.
Absolutely.
But basically, it's about a football club. Will Arnett stars in it. And it's just about the running of the football. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Dream Team, except it's a comedy. So they've an eccentric chairman and they've an Italian manager.
Oh,
and, you know, they've a new superstar that they've just signed to it who comes in and thinks it's all a joke.
How close is this to the one that you loved, the Ted Lasso one?
I'd imagine very close.
Right.
I love Ted Lasso. It's one of my favourites. So yeah, I'm definitely going to give this a shot.
Okay.
Plus, I love Will Arnett. I think he's very funny.
He is hilarious.
And also with Will Arnett, he has another TV show starting this week on our tellies. It's on E4 on Tuesday at 9:00. Lego Masters USA.
I was wondering why this is on so late, because my kids saw the trailer and were like, amazing, want to see it. And I was like, okay, when's it on? 9:00. Is it like X-rated Lego or something? Yeah.
No, I can't see why it would be on so late. It's teams of two compete in challenges to become the most talented Lego builder. Our two kids would love that. Lego is massive in our house.
Maybe they have adult projects for them. So it's like, you have to build a fully functioning brothel. Go to bed, kids. This isn't what we thought.
Danny from Varn is going to do it.
Will Arnett, am I right in thinking Will Arnett is Batman from Lego movies?
He is, yeah, he is. And he's also in Blades of Glory and he's in all those kind of Will Ferrell movies.
I'm going to have to jump in and just go, look, he's Job Bluth from Arrested Development. Ka-ka! Ka-ka!
Oh, yeah.
And then
people
can remember that.
But yeah, that's definitely worth a watch. That's E4 on Tuesday at 9:00. Then this is a series that everybody's kind of been waiting on. Frank of Ireland starts on E4 on Thursday at 10:00. So it's also going up on Amazon Prime on Thursday, but if you don't have that, then it's on E4. So it's about an early 30s man who's newly single and still lives at home with his mammy. I'll play a clip of the trailer.
Happy birthday, Frank.
What's going on?
This is an intervention, Frank.
My birthday present's an intervention.
You're stuck in a cycle, Frank. You're 33. You don't have a job. You're still living at home. You can't even drive. Hence the bicycle. You're welcome, by the way.
You think I'm stuck in a cycle, so you gave me a bike?
You have to find your own place to live, Frank.
This is my house. I have to defend it. It's like home alone. I love you, Frank. You're one of my best friends.
You still want to do the flaming bag of dog poo on his doorstep?
It's a little unsophisticated. But yes, please.
Donald Gleason is so good. But Brian, his brother, is in it.
Brian
as well.
Is the lead.
He's the lead guy.
Brian is the lead guy. He's Frank, and Donald plays his best friend. Tom Von Lawler's in it as well, and Pat Short makes an appearance. Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. Is there 8 episodes, I think?
Why doesn't Donald Gleason do more comedies? He's so funny. Even his character in Star Wars,
he made
funny.
Yeah.
He's just.
And even Run. Did you watch Run?
No.
Run was wasn't it a Sky series in the last year, and it was about him and a girlfriend he had years ago, and they kept each other's numbers even after they got married and had kids and all this, and they had an agreement that if ever one was to text the other and say run, they'd meet at a certain place, and they go on the run from their everyday lives.
Right.
It was really good. Yeah.
Emer has just WhatsApped us from outside the studio to say, I loved Run.
Yeah, Run was brilliant. So she loves Donald Gleeson. She's a massive fan.
Yeah, in fairness, he is hilarious. Like, that's it's great that they're making Irish comedy again. And obviously, yeah, it's Amazon Prime and it's going on E4 and whatever, but like, that's what Father Ted did. It went to Channel 4. Yeah. Like, it was just, but it was an Irish comedy. So,
in fairness, if you're all the Gleasons, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do.
Probably true. Probably
you don't have to have those awkward telly meetings. Donnybrook.
I know. And how much like his dad is Brian.
Yeah, so like Donald.
Every time he comes on screen, I'm like, oh, is it Brendan? No, it's Brian.
yeah, that's going to be amazing. So that's Thursday, yeah?
Thursday for 10 o'clock or Thursday on Amazon Prime. Then on Netflix, just two things on Netflix this week. On Wednesday, there's a new series. It's called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. And it's Jamie Foxx. So it's 8 episodes and he plays a single dad and he owns a cosmetics brand as well. And his teenage daughter moves in with him for the first time. He's never lived with her before. So it's him trying to be a dad. It kind of has like Fresh Prince or Sabrina the Teenage Witch vibes to it. So it's a nice family thing that you could just stick on when the kids come in from school or whatever. So that's up there from Wednesday. And then a true crime documentary then, also on Wednesday on Netflix, called Why Did You Kill Me? So it's the story of a mother of two from California who was killed in a gangland feud, but she was mistaken identity. And her mother was sitting in the car behind her car when it all happened and unfolded, so she saw the whole thing. And she then used social media to track down the people that killed her daughter.
Wow.
So it's it's like, it'll be hard to watch, but it's definitely worth the watch. So that's going up there on Wednesday.
We finished one of your recommendations over the weekend there, Maria, Your Honor on Sky Atlantic.
Oh, yeah.
I know everyone else has probably watched it, but we just got around to it and finished it off the weekend.
Did you love it?
Far too many kids. Yeah, I really did love it. I thought like halfway, like Dermot talked about it being super intense. You couldn't watch it in 35-minute bursts. I have to say, I didn't feel that at all. I could consume it quite easily. I was
Probably because you were watching it on your phone while using your Apple Watch, while watching a soccer match, while mowing the lawn, which is made of plastic.
Listen, I know.
And fixing his hairband.
Yeah. You're the most distractible watcher. You've got to have 7 screens on the go. How can you get into anything?
I sat down and watched it with my good wife, Tracy, and we thought it was very, very, very good, but not the most intense televisual experience I've seen in my life.
Well, you need to go and watch Formula One Drive to Survive. Has Johnny watched that yet, Maria?
No, he hasn't had a chance. Do you know what? To be honest, I'm going to start watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this week so he can have the sitting room and watch the Formula One. Yeah,
TV goals. Well, I tell you, like, if you watch the Formula One, you'll get absolutely glued to it. Like, my missus was kind of going, oh, he's watching that again, and then was spend longer and longer standing at the door looking at it over my shoulder. Like, just come in and sit down and watch it. It's brilliant. but I finished it over the weekend and then had to sort of get into the fetal position and weep because I didn't have any other series lined up and it was over. Yeah. I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, you're not going to watch the F1 season then?
I am. I'm going to sign up to everything there is to do with Formula One.
Okay,
and
I can't wait.
Watch it for a week.
Maria, you got everything else or is that it?
That's it.
Okay, that's loads. Thanks a million.
Maybe our new sponsor, Sky, could hook us up with all the Formula One.
Just saying. As if they don't already. Thanks, Maria.
Bye.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.